Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. This is agendized item for meeting to consider matters related to indigent services. So we have an action item to consider approval, denial of indigent decisions, and signing of liens. So there you go.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioner. Typically, I would give a recommendation and we'd walk away within a minute, but today's case involves two other counties. So to get it on the record, I'll present the case presentation. The application was received by Potter Funeral Home in Emmett, Idaho. The application is not really an application for Canyon County. It's a Gem County Indigent Services application for cremation. The application was filled out by the father. It's really blank. There's not even a date of death on it, so I'll have to go and correct. And you signed the first page, so I'll correct the second page. But I didn't even know when he died. And so doing an investigation on this Gem County application, the father indicated that the decedent was homeless in Emmett, Idaho. And then his second residency entry was Parma. So doing the investigation through access that we have with ITD, health and welfare, and even a background check, there's no indication that he was a Canyon County resident. As far as back as 2019, he did put down that he lived in Parma for health and welfare purposes, but there's nothing further than that. At this time, the decedent is being held by the Ada County coroner pending an investigation into how he passed away. So we have three counties at least for this decision. Ada County, if he was homeless, he may have been there for the 30 days. Gem County, because his father indicates he was homeless in Emmett, and then Canyon County, which is what the Gem County and Potter Funeral Home applied to us for. They finally did, the Potter Funeral Home got the Gem County initial determination of denial, and they also indicate that he is not a Gem County resident, nor is Gem County obligated. So with that, I end my case presentation. I'll stand for questions. Thank you.
What's the case number for the record?
Sorry, it's 2025-4.
Okay. Chairman, in the truest sense, Canyon County could rightfully deny because Canyon County is not the obligated county. Is that correct?
There was no evidence to contradict the Gem County residency that the father attested to. So no, I've not found anything that indicates that he was a Canyon County resident 30 days prior to him passing away.
Do we know where the death occurred?
The Ada County coroner has him right now pending investigation. Most of the addresses I found in health and welfare system is he was homeless quite a bit, including Boise. So
okay.
We're not able to determine he was homeless in Boise 30 days prior to his death either. We've not received anything from Ada County indicating that they want Canyon County to consider his an application for the Canyon County to pay his cremation.
Yeah. And Chairman, including, we don't have a complete application submitted to Canyon County. I would be in favor of denying this application because we're missing information. There's no validation that he was here.
Okay, I think so. And if there's other information that comes forward, we can re-examine it. But I would concur with you.
And do you have anything else, Kelly, to add?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So based on the information that's been provided, Chairman, which includes an incomplete application and no confirmation that he's a Canyon County resident, I move that we deny case number 2025-4.
Okay, I would second that motion. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioner. That's it for Indigent Services today.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.